Day 25. God can do great things through one person or a group that is devoted to Him. God can do great things through one person or group that is devoted to Him. One of my favorite verses in all the Bible is 2 Chronicles 16:9. I heard it from Major Ian Thomas from the Torchbearer Bible Schools years ago. And he would say it this way. He said, "The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for any man, any boy, any woman, any girl whose heart is perfect towards Him, that God might show Himself strong on his behalf." The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, throughout this room, throughout Maranatha, throughout Michigan, throughout the U.S., throughout the world. The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking, looking, looking. What's He looking for? Looking for any person whose heart is perfect towards Him, that God might show Himself strong on that person's behalf. Blessed to be a blessing. Helped to be a helper. Judges 7:7, the Lord said to Gideon, "With these 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give you the 120,000 Midianites into your hands." You see, God's not impressed with numbers. God doesn't need big numbers to do big things. As we heard the story the other day of the little girl that gave the dollar and they bought Sundao Camp in Hong Kong. That little girl was used by God, and John Bechtel, a missionary who had no money but had faith to believe and make an offer, God used that John Bechtel, and he used that little girl. Today, Sundao Camp exists in Hong Kong. And in Judges, it's very obvious that, again, God could use 300 men to take on an army of 120,000. Last summer, my wife went to Romania. This spring, we went to Romania, back to Romania. My son was there 5 weeks last summer, visiting people from Milwaukee that work among the gypsies in eastern Romania. And they have a marvelous ministry among the gypsy churches and the gypsy villages and among the gypsy children. They do some great work. But last year, there were some teenagers that went over. And these teenagers went over to Romania and worked there a number of weeks. And they found out that in the gypsy villages, it gets pretty cold there in the winter, and the gypsy children didn't have shoes. So you get all these barefoot kids running around, but I mean, it's cold. It's cold, and there are these couple kids from West Bend, Wisconsin, come back from Romania, and they had a great missions experience, but they couldn't get it out of their head that there were kids in Romania, these gypsy children that didn't have shoes, and so they thought, what could they do? What could they do? So they began to pray and began to think and began to talk, and they did a couple little fundraisers, and they got $200, $300, $400, and then I think they got $1,000 and $2,000, $3,000, and they began to kind of like have this little shoe fund. And they began to get some money, and they began to collect some money, and they began to do some things. But then they decided, well, where are they going to buy these shoes, and how are they going to get them? And they contacted a company that made shoes, and it turned out with the several thousand dollars they have, the company decided to get involved with it, and they gave them 7,000 pairs of boots for their, whatever they raised, $2,000 or $3,000. 7,000 pair of boots went to Romania for kids that in the winter had no shoes at all. Just a couple teenagers. They just had a burden. They just cared. They decided to open their hands, open their lives, open their schedules and say, "God, we want to do something about these kids without shoes." And God showed Himself strong on their behalf. My friend, there's no telling what God might not do through you if you make yourself available. If you just say, "My time, my resources, my skills, my burdens, my passions, my disabilities, my whatever, God, they're all yours. But I open myself to you and I open my life to you and God, I just want you to work. I just want you to work through me. And through you and through others, amazing things can happen."